Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, story out this morning. It says, how's your fridge looking? Does it still look like a game of Tetris? Well, tonight's meal should probably be your last when it comes to the Thanksgiving leftover buffet. This is it. It's been 4 days since Thanksgiving, so technically tonight's the night before you get salmonella.
Yeah.
And all sorts of bacterial infections.
Don't do that. That's not fun.
According to the USDA, turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, and pumpkin pie can all be stored safely in a fridge for 3 to 4 days. I'm gearing up, Josh. I know you love this every year when I hop on maybe like December 30th and say, that's it. No more Thanksgiving leftovers.
Finally.
It's coming. It's coming, guys.
I'm excited. I love those posts.
I took some of the turkey that we had left last night, and I threw it in a crock pot with some noodles and chicken broth and veggies. I made turkey noodle soup last night in the crock pot.
Ooh, turned out?
The seasoned turkey from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Money.
Okay.
It was really, really good.
It's hard for me to eat leftovers. It is. I get so excited about food, but once I have it, it's kind of it.
Really?
So I'm not a leftover.
That actually shocks me.
Even the Thanksgiving, yeah, the ooey gooey.
I'll try and make something different.
Taters.
I came across a recipe for Thanksgiving egg rolls, and I was like, "Well, that sounds fun. Deep fry anything and
never
give that,
that
to
yeah.
me." So essentially, just what it sounds like, you just put all of the leftovers into an egg roll wrapper and deep fry it, and
that works.
Yeah, so something like that, maybe I could have one of, but. There's no way I'm getting through a whole fridge of leftovers. That's not happening. That's not happening.
Invite your friends over.
No.
I highly recommend some crock pot soup. Get you some of that. I hate to do this to you, but here you go.
I mean,
Mariah
I don't.
Carey.
I love
it's
Mariah.
December. It's
yeah.
December.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
is it's okay.
Yeah.
No, you're like, Jerry, why the hell are you playing this? Side note, I was at the gym yesterday. Full Christmas music at the gym.
Really?
For an hour and a half.
Is
I'm like, this
doing?
Is not the place for this.
Yeah. This is not workout music.
No, you like, you're going to work out to this?
I'm just going to get through Joy to the World.
Spot me, bro. Spot me. Oh, bro. Do you even lift? Ho, ho, ho. Stupid. Yeah, I was like, get me out of here. So according to The Economist, Mariah Carey, get this, you guys. She's raking in $2.5 to $3 million each year just in royalties from All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Get it, Mimi?
So she just sits back every December and collects a big old fat check.
You know what I love? I love that for her because she deserves that. Like, she has put in so much. I mean, she's the queen of Christmas.
She released that album in 94.
She gets it.
I just shot snot out of my nose. Laughing at that. Literally just shot snot out of my nose. Sorry if that hit anybody. She put in the effort.
She
recorded one song a bazillion years ago, and it took off.
Has anyone else made a song dedicated to Christmas that took off the way hers did, though?
Well,
she did something for
lives.
Our holiday.
No.
She did something for our holiday that nobody else has done. So I think, yeah, she deserves it. She put the work
in.
Yeah,
but Katie, imagine doing something imagine you did it in 94 and you're making $3 million a year.
I would
now.
I'd be fine with it. But the statement of that she worked hard.
Yeah.
She did.
She probably
Mariah
didn't even write
Carey.
It.
She made one music video, recorded it, and went on with her life.
Mariah Carey is a hard-working diva. Like, she...
Not when it comes to this song, though.
Yes, she is. I don't think you understand.
I do.
Like, not only did she create that song, all of the words, she went in and produced it. Like, she... Christmas is different for Mariah because she grew up not having anything like that. So when she finally became rich and famous, she's like, Christmas is my time. It's my time to shine. I'm going to make music about it. Like,
Katie,
I'm going to
Walter Afanasieff wrote the song.
No, she wrote the song.
Good
she
guy.
Had a part
she
in writing
it. She co-produced it.
She wrote
she
part of that song.
It.
Walter, I'm thinking
you
Walter put
read,
in all the hard
you
work.
You go and read Mariah Carey's
I'm
book.
I'm not going to do that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you do the meaning of Mariah, you will understand how much work she puts into her music. She's not just a pretty face. Like,
but you made it
actually,
sound like every year, like, she's, like, sweating over the song. Like,
what I said is
I gotta prepare.
She put in the work and she deserves to sit back and enjoy the fruits of her labor.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
If you put out something that has lasted this long and you're making $3 million by sitting on your lazy boy, you gotta give anybody, you gotta give it to her.
And while you're at
it, right?
Watch her movie where she wants a puppy.
I'm not gonna
do that. Okay, fine. Maybe that's a little too far, but still.
I don't want to do that.
It's a cartoon movie, so
I will shoot snot out of my nose again.
Okay. But other than that,
it is a rather polarizing song, though, because, you know, a lot of people hear it and they're like, oh, the holidays, oh, happy, happy. And then, like, me, I hear it and I'm like, oh, hells no. No, is it that time of year? I think it's a very polarizing song as well. But to sit back and collect $3 million a year. And then I think there was some other stuff on here, too, about how it returns, like, to number one every year on the Billboard Hot 100. Blah, blah, blah. So there's all sorts of stats about Mariah, but I doubt she's working that hard this time of year, Katie.
She is, and then she takes her vacation in Aspen with the twins, Morocco and Ro, and they have their fun Christmas up there in the high country. So
Morocco, get in the jet. We're out of here. I'm exhausted from all this money coming in. I need a break.
I'm just saying.
Morocco, get in the plane! Now, I am tired!